Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are with the Friends of the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. We have Pat Harris. She's the president of the board, and Pat Hartman, vice president of the board. And we're here to talk about a fundraiser today after tomorrow, Wednesday, September 18th, at a Malga distillery to help support this asset in the community. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. What if we have a new community member who's never been to the Jensen Olsen Arboretum? How would you describe it to them?
They better come because it's a wonderful place. It was given to us by Carolyn Jensen quite a few years ago, and it's protected with a conservation easement held by the Southeast Alaska Land Trust. It's a public garden, open to the public. What else can I say? it has a nationally accredited primrose collection of over 200 species, and it's beautiful any time of the year. Of course, now we're getting fall foliage, so.
Yeah, I'm looking at this picture, Pat Hartman. Describe it for our listeners, please.
On our advertisement we have for our fundraiser, there are gorgeous autumn leaf trees in vibrant yellows and oranges with a background of Sitka spruce. So you've got this green sky of blue, and you can see just a little bit of the water that's out there with a lovely, beautiful flow of green grass. But the poster itself is absolutely gorgeous in fall colors. And it's advertising. We're calling it Arboretum Spirits. It's a fundraiser for the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. We're inviting you out to come and enjoy hors d'oeuvres and botanically inspired drinks. It will be at Malga Distillery on Wednesday, September 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. If you haven't ever been to Malga Distillery, it's on 2nd and Franklin. This is open to the public. We'd love to see you there. We'd love to invite you to come be a friend of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum and find out more about some of the things we're doing. So I know right now we're in the middle and have been holding a fundraiser for our what we're calling our lovely Lou. We had a questionnaire a few years ago about what the public wanted to see, and they wanted to see a nicer bathroom facility out there as opposed to just the porta potty. So we're in the process of getting that started, which I think will be a great asset out there. And another thing, if you're interested in going out to the Arboretum, they are open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay. Pat Harris, when you go to the Arboretum, how do you spend your time there?
First of all, I look at the What's in Bloom board. There's always an up-to-date list there of what's happening as far as flowers. And so I go there first, and then I make sure I have my cell phone or my camera, and I go to find those things. And I always find a lot of other things that I want to take pictures of or appreciate. And I always check out the word garden because there's often kids in there having fun with the words that are engraved on rocks, and they're making words, making sentences, and also building forts with the rocks. So it's really a fun place to visit.
And kid-friendly.
Yeah, definitely. We actually had three children's programs this summer, which were very well attended, especially Bug Day. That was a big hit. I've heard from several people, grandparents and parents, that their kids are still talking about the bugs they saw up there. So that's one of our most successful programs.
How about you, Pat Hartman? How do you like to enjoy your time out there?
I, of course, love to go see the primulas out there. So if you are interested in primulas, it's a fantastic place to go and see throughout all the times of the year and know that there's a lot more that you can grow than just what you see at the plant sales. So there's some unusual ones. Merrill's done a great job of expanding the primula collection and making it actually on the national seed storage still. So it's just a beautiful place. And if you're new to town, it's a fantastic place to go and visit and see, oh, I can grow that here, or I can grow that, or maybe this would work in my yard, or just see how different things are. They had a fantastic harvest garden this year. They actually grew pumpkins because we had such warm weather. So they got a few pumpkins this year, which is, I didn't get pumpkins, but.
Yeah. And it's, you said it's open Wednesday through Sunday?
Wednesday through Sunday.
What are the hours?
Do you know if I
9 to 5, okay. And they usually close the gates at 4:45 so that people don't get, you know, trapped in there. I mean, they could get trapped if they lingered too long, but it's to let people know that it's closing.
And can you give us some sort of landmarks in that area? What miles is that again?
23, mile 23. It's about a mile past the shrine. So if people know where that driveway is, it's about a mile past there. It's as you come down the hill and start to make a corner to the right before you get to the Peterson Creek parking lot, it's right there on the corner.
And they have a fantastic parking lot now, too. So the Arboretum does. It's easy to go out there and park and walk down.
I was going to ask both of you why you support the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, but I think our listeners could probably hear that in your voices.
Yahoo! Yeah, I've been involved with the Arboretum since it became a public space, I was on the Land Trust Board, and that was our first conservation easement. And so I've been kind of involved with it for a very long time, and I continue to be very enthusiastic about this wonderful resource the community has.
How about you, Pat Hartman?
I love going to botanical gardens the world over. And so whenever I'm in an area that has a botanical garden, I love to go visit them and see. So the fact that we actually have a botanical garden here in Juneau that's world-renowned for its primulas, I think is a great asset to the Juneau community.
Would you go so far as to say it's therapeutic to walk through the garden?
Yes.
Definitely.
Does your blood pressure sort of go down a little?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the drive out there may seem long to people, but there's, you know, it's a wonderful, I get pretty relaxed by the time I get out there. And especially if I have other things to do out the road, it's just one stop you can make on a wonderful, wonderful day of being out of the city. The city, our big city.
Our big city. And it's a great time to go out there. The leaves are all changing. If you want to go see the autumn leaves, it's a great time to go out and take a little drive and go out and walk around the Arboretum. And we hope everybody that's listening will come and support our fundraiser, find out about what it means to become a friend of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum and come enjoy some botanical cocktails or just a non-alcoholic drink if you don't drink and share in some hors d'oeuvres.
All right. And that's this Wednesday night, right?
This right. Wednesday.
Could I add that Friends of the Arboretum have also supplied some of the botanical ingredients for the cocktail. So we're interested to see what the mixologist at the distillery are going to do with those ingredients. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. So that's this Wednesday, September 18th from 5 to 8 at the Amalga Distillery. And you're holding some raffle tickets?
I am. Thank you for noticing.
Uh-huh.
These are bright pink, so Scott couldn't miss them.
Primrose pink.
Yeah. So, yes, we're also selling raffle tickets at this event, and we will be selling them until December. The drawing will be 6th of September at the Land Trust open house during First Friday. And could I just run quickly through the prizes? Okay, first grand prize is a Wings Airlines Airways Taku Lodge Feast and Glacier Seaplane Tour for two, and that's been very popular with people that have won this in the past. We have three second prizes. There are consultations with Ed Byarski, Merrill Jensen, and Corpus Design. So there are three second prizes. And the third prize is not to be sniffed at, I guess. It's called Gardener's Delight. It's a 3-month subscription to Juno Composts, one dump run to the landfill, which you will have to use your own vehicle. We will not pick it up. And a $100 gift certificate from Don Abels. So I think those are great prizes. The tickets cost $10 a piece or 3 for $25. So you got a couple months to buy them, but we'll be selling them at the Arboretum Spirits. So,
all right. Where's the best place to find Jensen Friends of Jensen Olsen Arboretum online?
Website.
The website.
Yes. Our website is, I always get confused between emails and websites, friendsjoaarboretum.org is our website. And if you need to get a hold of us, our email is friendsjoa@gmail.com.
I think I found you on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Well, this has been the voices of Pat Hartman and Pat Harris, Vice President and President of the Board of the Friends of the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. You can meet them this Wednesday, September 18th from 5 to 8 at Amalga Distillery. Thanks, you two.
Did
we
come?
Did we get it all?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we see you.
A garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all